Canberra is a vital part of our traditional culture, as it has always been. This Canberra was, and still is, practised by the Wurundjeri, the Boonwurrung, Tongwurrung, Jajawurrung, and the Wadawurrung peoples of the Kulin Nation. It has been done by our people since time immemorial. For thousands of generations, we have had interrelations across the Kulin Nation, and it is vital we revitalise this Tandarum for the benefit of our children, their children, and the generations to come. We honour the countless ceremonies that our ancestors danced on this very site during Tandarum. Today's Canberra is to welcome people to country and to keep them safe. Every day of our lives are spent living, breathing and reclaiming our culture through song, dance, language, art, family and being on country. Our elders are our guides, our knowledge keepers and our keepers of the law. Today, we meet for Tandarum.
Hello, my name's Annie Dyker, Wurundjeri Elder, Woiwurrung.
I'm Faye Stewart Muir. I'm a Boonwurrung Elder from around here and also Wamba Wamba, my dad's side, which is Swan Hill area.
I, Bernadette Franklin, Tunnurrung, proud woman.
Yeah, well, my name's Brian Powell. I'm an Elder of Wadawurrung, which is the Wadawurrung language group west of the Werribee.
Okay, I'm Aunty Faye Carter and I'm here with my people, the Jajawurrung. We're part of the Kulin Nation, so we're all neighbours.
And now the elders bring back the message sticks sent out inviting them to attend this year's Tandarum. They bring with them a gift as an offering of peace and goodwill.
These gatherings began very early, just before colonisation and just after colonisation. The early settlers witnessed such a nagi or a tandarum, where a tandarum is a gathering of the five nations of the Kulin.
The importance of today is that it's our fourth year doing ceremony as the Kulin Nations, but it's also 185 years since the first ceremony that we had. So it's very important that the Kulin Nations are now coming back together since colonisation to do ceremony. We're actually doing it on the place where Kulin Nations met.
You can hear them right now.
Yeah.
They bring with them fire and leaves from their country to place on the ceremonial fire. The diversity of these leaves and fire represents the diversity of our elders, our people and our country. The fire ceremony is performed to cleanse and to protect us on country and to ensure we leave our grievances outside of the circle.
Can you explain a bit more about the nations that you come from, where they are?
Mm-hmm. The Boonwurrung is from around Melbourne area and goes right down to the southwest, down to Phillip Island and Wilson's Prom. Then there's Wadawurrung, comes from the west, which is around Geelong area and further on. Then there's Jajawurrung people, which is north of Wadawurrung people. And there's Tunwurrung, which is north of Wurundjeri.
So you have all of your elders here. You all have traditional possum skin cloaks. So can you talk a little bit about the story on your cloak?
Well, the story of my cloak is about my mother and my children, my sister and her children and my grandchildren and our rivers. And it's in honour of my mother. Her name's Willert, which means possum. So I've got a Willert on a possum skin, so it's made in her honour.
The Wurundjeri come from the east of the Kulin Nation lands.
Wurundjeri, Kulin. Bambacha! Green Maleo, Karengao,
way back in the mission days, our old people weren't allowed to speak their language or practice their culture. And here we are today in 2016 doing this. And we feel very proud that we're able to do this for our ancestors and for our old people, because it's a new day for us. We're out there showing what we can do. So that's what I'm always keeping in mind and keeping in heart, that we're doing this for our old people that weren't able to do it.
Thank you so much for talking to Living Black Radio.
My pleasure.
A woman jika.
Woman jika. Nirandikti unwarang nem get praptum uduwelam. Woman jika. Woman jai balak yim in gundi bik. Banjul always asked us to ask visitors to make two promises. One, to promise that you do not harm the land of Banjul or the waters of Bunjil, and the second, not to harm Bunjil's children. This is made through a commitment of dipping the leaf in water. Do you agree by the laws of Bunjil?
Yeah.
What does it mean to you to be able to be here today?
It means that my ancestors are looking after me and over me, and it's honouring them. That's what I'm doing for them. Also for my grandchildren as well. So it's something that's, I think, it's very special to all of us, because we are all gathered here together as one group that come from different countries.
A man roams alone in an empty world.
Thank you so much for having me here.
His
Thank
spirit
you.
Transforms him into the wedge-tailed eagle. Banjul, our creator, is brought into being. Banjul flies and sings to create the country. Mountains, valleys, rivers, oceans, volcanoes, grass, plains, trees, and the customs and law that would hold and nurture his people and this country for thousands of generations.
Thank you so much for joining Living Black Radio.
I love that title, Living Black. And, you know, on the missions, our old people weren't allowed to speak the language or practice anything cultural, and they were penalised harshly penalised if they were heard speaking the language or if they were caught practising anything cultural. And so there was such a big break and gap in passing on the language and the knowledge to the next generations, you know. So we're catching up. Yeah, we're revitalising it all.
The Boomerang come from the south of the Kulin Nation lands.
And it means no, voila. So speak no other language whilst you are on country of the Boomerang. Woiwurrung is yes. warang, meaning wai warang. And everyone has a warang, meaning that's their tongue, meaning that's their tongue. Everybody else says, oh, that's the tongue of that language. It's the way you describe your actions, your, it's a verb, it's a tongue, it's a doing. Does that make sense? Do you hear that?
Yeah. And so with the gathering of the nations coming together, it's a lot of preparation, but you have for your traditional, regalia, headdresses, painting for the area. So how was that kept through the families and how was it brought forward to bring through to this big ceremony?
Well, we had to research in modern day because there's no the history of the impact of colonisation. You know, we've had to revive and help continue the survival. We do carry some elements of memory, but we've had to go out, learn language. We had to look at knowledge of dance, but I was lucky my grandson was able to vision after I wrote a book on language. He was able to construct the words into songs, and then he performed and choreographed his dance as he saw it. So it's evolving, it's continually evolving, because he had no other model. Yes, we've had Jacob Bowen and Maria, who are being choreographing a lot of the work. It's gone to the next stage. I think each year we create new ways of telling the story through performances.
The Tungurung come from the north of the Kulin Nation lands. They sing to thank the elders for inviting them to country.
Tungurung, yimin gudang, narabi gadala.
Look, to me, this is an opportunity for us to showcase our culture, bring back together the five mobs of the Kulin Nation, and be able to perform ceremony again in such a way that we're respecting our ancestors, our old people that come before us, and trying to do them proud and show them that our culture is still strong, it's still within us. We dance for them. That's what it's all about. One of the things we do during the ceremony is we invite people at the very last to dance with us, because they're on country. And as part of a tandrum, we invite them to dance. We ask them to join us to celebrate both our culture, their culture, and to join in the ceremony. It's a wonderful thing to do. It's happened traditionally for thousands of years, and we want to continue that.
Gunawara, the black swan. When the white swan broke Bunjil's law and was punished by Bunjil, Wa, the crow, healed white swan and turned him black. The Tungurung called their ancestor spirits to celebrate Gunawara, the black swan.
My name's Kirsten from SBS Radio Living Black. What does it mean to you to be able to be here today?
It means that my ancestors are looking after me and over me, and it's honouring them. That's what I'm doing for them. Also for my grandchildren as well. So it's something that's, I think, it's very special to all of us, because we are all gathered here together as one group that come from different countries.
The Wurrung comes from the west of the Kulin Nation lands.
Wurrung! Taranjali.
There wasn't the continual genocide. Yes, there was a time that we were locked out because we didn't get colonised as such, and we died. We actually died. And what survived? I'm a product of the sealing industry. So that I live, and I want to celebrate the stories of my leaders, my women, that took precedence of powering themselves to show the strength of our, what was left of our culture. Mm. And we're building on that. And luckily, it was recorded. Whatever white fellas do, they record. So out of that, we glean it. And then out of that, we decolonize it, the needs of our ways of seeing, our way we hear. And then, yes, we have to fall into a Western structure to learn linguistics and learn language and all of these things. But we take control back. We take empowering our children to feel good about themselves. I have a right to help my children be, if they want to, be performers. I have a right to give them back. It's my legacy to give back to my grandchildren, my children. They need to have a sense of their own identity, heritage, and their belonging to country.
The Jagjagarong come from the northwest of the Kulin Nation lands.
Jiri Jiri, Kagi, Jara. Jagjagarong Dhanamang. Wattakadala Kutiwa Kune Juma Parananda.
But I think it's important now to be able to do or participate in the Tandarum because, you know, the young need to know this, and by passing this on to our young, because they're our future, and to be able to share the culture with the wider community. Thanks.
Thank you so much. I hope you have a beautiful ceremony. It's a very big gift that you're offering here today, and so lovely to see you all out and sharing with us today. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Things we do during the ceremony is we invite people at the very last to dance with us because they're on country, and as part of a tandarum we invite them to dance. We ask them to join us to celebrate both our culture, their culture, and to join in the ceremony. It's a wonderful thing to do. It's happened traditionally for thousands of years, and we want to continue that.
You're listening to SBS Radio Living Black. I'm Kirsten Lindsay, and I'm at the Tandarum ceremony as part of the Melbourne Festival. Tandarum ceremony is five nations from the Kulin Nations coming together to welcome each other in and their guests on country. The five nations are Woiwurrung, Wadawurrung, Bunurong, Jagjagarong and Taungurung.
To me, this is an opportunity for us to showcase our culture, bring back together five mobs of the Kulin Nation and be able to perform ceremony again in such a way that we're respecting our ancestors, our old people who come before us, and trying to do them proud and show them that our culture is still strong, it's still within us. We dance for them. That's what it's all about.
And that's Tenderum 2016.